From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. A Pentagon spokesman says the nearby town of Bartella is being cleared. Despite the gains around Mosul, Islamic State forces carried out several attacks across the country over the last few days. Meanwhile, the United Nations says it has reports of extrajudicial killings and summary executions by Islamic State fighters around the city of Mosul. A UN spokesman told reporters in Geneva the reports have not been fully verified. He called on all fighting forces in the region to act in accordance with international humanitarian law. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan. That attack killed at least 61 recruits and wounded more than 120. A Kenyan official says an attack targeting Christians along Kenya's northeast border with Somalia on Tuesday has left 12 people dead. Militants belonging to the Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab attacked the Bisharo guesthouse with grenades and IEDs. The group says the attack targeted Christian workers. It marks the latest in several cross-border attacks attributed to Al-Shabaab since Kenya intervened in Somalia in 2011. Workers near the French city of Calais began demolishing the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle Tuesday. It's part of a French government plan to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis. Hundreds of migrants boarded buses on the second day of an operation to resettle about 6,000 people in refugee centers elsewhere in France. This is VOA News.